This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's
Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. It's going to be another hot one. Right now, no wind, which is a good thing. Although, you know, it's a mixed bag because you want the wind to cool you down, but that also is not great for fire season.
It was really weird that it was blowing so strongly early this morning.
Yeah.
It usually will pick up in the late afternoon or even just sort of like 11, 12. So we'll have to wait and see. But right now, good news, it's not blowing, at least where I am. I don't see it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we do have major extreme fire weather conditions, though, so we'll see power outages and stuff. Let's just by the weekend, we should be clear of this particular heat wave, I should say. So there's that. Our text number is 800-400-3697. This is an opportunity for you to send in your 2 cents, and sometimes we try to read all of them. We also try to not overreact to every single thing. Sometimes people are like, I was just kidding. Oh. Why are you freaking out?
Well, thank you. That's the thing with texts and emails. That you can't, the tone of your comment is lost in it.
But we still want it.
Yes.
And we're doing a show. So even us overreacting to something that was supposed to be a joke is still a show. There you go.
Yeah. We're joking too.
Right.
What do you think about
that? Take it back. Right.
Didn't you know we were joking?
Right. 650 has texted in. That Alaskan woman sounds like Cicely Strong from SNL doing an impression. LMAO. She does sound like Anchorman.
It's just such a put on voice. It seems so silly. Stop doing that.
If you're not on the fence and are not a Trump supporter, don't watch Trump. It will only give him more ratings fuel.
That's true.
Yeah, you know what? These pep rallies don't make any sense to me. It's impossible to sort of get, if you're on the fence, if you're someone who hasn't decided. I've already voted, so I'm not interested in watching any of this tonight. I'll watch baseball and Big Brother, and then I'll go to bed. Yes, lemon bars. Love you, S&V. Don't ever leave us.
Well, we hope not to. I mean, I think it would be great for ratings if we are in our 80s and one of us dies on the air. I'm fine with that. I think that'd be great.
Okay.
What do you think, Nicole? Nicole just snapped her head over.
I think that'd be interesting.
Yeah, we'll be 80 before you know it. And by then, you'll be in your 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. By the way, is the post I saw from you yesterday,
yeah,
is that, is that you were wine tasting yesterday?
No, that was from Monday, and my friend kept on bugging me to post it, so then I did.
Oh, okay.
So you just like stand under bells? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
You look great. I liked it and thought good for her, but then I also thought like wine tasting in the middle of the day on a week. All right.
Well, that was Monday. So,
okay.
I do wine taste during the middle of the week.
I didn't know. I just, but well, Bryn, that's cool.
I thought Bryn was the king of that, the wine tasting in the middle of the week.
Wine tasting?
I mean, Bryn slam. I know, I was going to say.
You know,
week, but... I taste the wine and then I move on to the stuff I want to drink.
209 says, dimensions meaning other versions of our world, silly.
Mm, is that what it means?
I don't know what it means. Honestly, I just wanted to...
please explain it to me. I don't know what dimensions they want to...
This whole day, this whole news thing has gotten away from me completely with the Alaska story. It's just been going downhill ever since. That's the peak, right? The Alaska story?
It's the peak of the week. I mean, it can't get better. I mean, honestly, if there's a better story this week, it means it's the best story of all time.
I mean, in terms of people who get canceled, that whole rant she made on that dude's voicemail.
Oh, it's so good.
It cancels her, right? I mean, that whole, or I'll come kill you myself and your wife.
Catapults her into superstardom.
Jesus.
I love it.
Kill yourself.
I'm her biggest fan.
You like her, huh?
Oh, good. She's great. Somebody book her to do the news here. She's Emmy Award winning, for God's sake. Get her on.
Emmy Award winning.
Personally, kill you and Mark Kimmel, my goddamn self.
My goddamn self.
I'm such a good person.
I can't believe what a good person I am.
I can't believe I am such a good person.
Don't tell you.
Pumpkin bread. So this is from 707. Pumpkin bread isn't bread, Vinny. It's basically a giant muffin baked in a loaf tin. They only called it bread because it's in a loaf. But it's completely cake-based batter. All right, whatever. I mean, but it's called.
Could you make a sandwich
bread
out of it, though? I mean, it's.
No,
I would not make a
sandwich.
I can make a peanut butter sandwich out of that.
I think the move with pumpkin, and I grew up with pumpkin bread. My mom makes a great version, and we always had it in the holidays. And what that needs is a giant pat of butter across the top of it.
Yeah, fresh out of the oven. Mm-hmm. Listen, really, anything fresh out of the oven, just slather some butter on it and put it in my mouth. Let's do this.
Yeah. Pie over cake, brownie over cookie, snickerdoodle over every other cookie and lemon bars. Now I'm salivating and have to stay away from cake-based batter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, sorry. I have to stay away from sweets. Love you guys. Oh. Sorry, there's a bunch of half pieces just dangling there in front of me. I caught the wrong one.
Chads.
Yep. That reporter sounds like Lindsay Lohan.
Hello, shalom. Lindsay Lohan reporting live from wherever the F I am right now.
Ethan, it's Maria Athens from Fox ABC CW Newsnet National Alaska.
You know, the lady you've been doing for 3 years.
Anyway. Emmy award-winning lady you've been doing. Hello? Remember me, huh?
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill everyone. Mother.
Are we
father?
Going to hear Sarah's song, Politicians, before the election?
Why
what is this song, Politicians?
Oh, it's from 1989.
I don't remember ever hearing this.
You don't get to hear it. I don't have it.
Yeah, you do.
I truly do not have it. I don't know
where it is. Well, someone heard
it.
How could they request it if they had never heard it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It must have got played
years
ago.
How did they know about this, Sarah?
Yeah, I don't know about it. Well, do you know about it, Bryn? I mean, where the hell is it?
How did they know about it is my question.
It must have got played at some point. I don't know. I don't have it.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You're telling stories now.
No. I mean, I know the song. It's terrible song. Yeah, does he though? Where is it? I don't know. Come look. Come take a look. I don't know where it is. It was on a tape. It was on a cassette tape.
925 says, what is going on with the show this morning? Phrases are repeated randomly, echoing.
Oh.
It's happening again today.
Sometimes it's phone-based apps or, you know.
I don't think you know how to work your phone.
Honestly,
that app
can't be us, it's you.
It's billions of dollars investment from the company that we work for, the great company we work for, Entercom. There's no chance that thing is misfiring. No way.
I agree. 100%.
No chance.
Zero.
Thank you.
Goose egg.
You heard it here first.
Y'all heard it here first. God, she sounds delightful. Like,
she
what does she sound like when you're doing her?
She's like,
get over here now. Take your pants down. Climb on board. Here we go. All right. Let's try to get. Can we get some rhythm going here, please? I'm going to be reporting on this later tonight. The 11 o'clock news. Stay informed. Stay on top.
707 says, eating a plant-based diet helps prevent climate change, heat waves, droughts, and wildfires. I have heard that.
Yeah, me too.
That our cow farming is a big part of our problem.
Yep.
Sarah, I was dying at Enzo showing his feet to the foot stalker on Big Brother this week. Do any members of the morning show have foot stalkers? No. No one has ever. I'm barefoot a lot. I walk with flip-flops most places.
There are people who are super into that, though. But I've never been a victim of that, of someone foot-stalking me.
You have had some weird stuff happen, though, with feet. I have to say, something that happened with a foot thing
that
I just...
a weird thing.
Like, I was really surprised you were game.
I was down, though. I'm fine with
it. What are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
You're down for what, Sarah?
Whatever. When I was young. Now I'm like, ugh, limited menu. Come on.
Well, that doesn't even seem like what's the point of what he did?
Who knows?
Like, I
don't
even
ask
get
me.
It.
I don't know. Maybe he's got, you know, lots of nerve endings in his toe. I don't know.
Yeah, but...
Don't ask me. Right. Do not ask me. I don't know the answer. To it.
Well, I'm
not going to talk about it here. I think that was on The Secret Show, and you are almost in trouble.
I'm not in trouble, though, because I haven't said anything, but I would have said my response to him would have been, keep your filthy foot in your sock.
Well, if you want.
All right. I don't mean in the sock, like, to... I mean, don't even... Never mind. None of that came out right. I'm not saying the sock would have made it more nothing.
Okay, Vin, really, move on.
Yeah, the sock would have been washed at least.
Okay, move on. Let's move on from this.
You told us. We didn't start this story.
Yeah, I told
you
on The Secret Show many years ago. You didn't have to go there. This is your choice. You chose.
Vinny is correct about Prop 23. That's a no. A lot of people wrote in about that. Listen, I'm sure I shouldn't have even said one word about my voting. It's probably best I keep that to myself. So while you might think I went the right route, I should have just not said. Election stress. I cut way down on social media and started focusing on my health in May. Down 43 pounds. I feel great.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that is... It is best right now to take care of yourself. A little self-care will go a long way to help you through these tough times. I was just thinking this morning, there's not going to be any Santa visits this year. Not that Santa's not coming to our home, but I mean, we won't get to go take pictures with Santa. There's no
right.
way they can do that.
No,
it's just not a possibility.
It can't be done. Yeah, right.
So that's kind of a bummer. I just sort of hit me like, oh, yeah.
A lot of the fun stuff for the holidays is
shoot
not happening. It'll make it all the more special next year.
Maybe you could borrow Sarah's Santa suit and take pictures with them
under
the tree.
Oh, my God.
Then. Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Just...
Oh, we're just what? We haven't done anything.
Looking for a punch. I don't know. I don't know where you're at. I mean, why are you
asking
such
employer or something? Are you trying to punch?
Yeah, what is with you? You're so hostile. Reminded me of Maria.
I don't know why you'd say that. That's just rude.
You heard it here first.
I'm an Emmy award-winning something or other. I just got out of an interview. I found out some choice information about you, mister, and you should kill yourself or I'm going to come kill you myself, my goddamn self.
And I'm putting this on the news tonight. Bye! Have a great Friday, you mother...
God. Luckily, for her and for everyone involved, her boyfriend, the television program director, kicked her out of the building and didn't let her go on. Because you know she would have freestyled that. Although that would have been all-time TV.
Oh, it would have been...
would have been the end of that station and everyone that worked
or
there.
Or the beginning of that station. Look, what we all need right now is to watch someone else have a breakdown.
Sure.
It helps us focus on, you know, someone else's problems. It takes your mind off your own stuff. Just when I was on the verge, this lady appeared. Oh, I'm fine. Turns out.
A lot of people wrote in about your Buck Rogers story. Yes, Aaron Gray and Gil Gerard. Gil Gerard? Is it Gerard?
Something like that.
Okay.
Jetted.
You can still see Buck Rogers on TV. It takes place in the year 2400. And Aaron Gray was it.
Yeah.
It was.
I was into her. She just looked amazing in that silver suit. I was like, those suits, they must like. You know, everyone must just be in perfect shape. They're all walking around wearing these suits. Oh, so good.
Duck Dodgers, Vinny, great call. Yes, Duck Dodgers. That's the Bugs Bunny version of...
Oh, funny.
Duck Dodgers. Yeah, anyway. Dexter, yeah, the ending sucked. Yeah, I think that if they get the right writers back, it could be great. I'll definitely try to watch it again.
10 episodes, special arc.
You know, though, if it goes well.
Oh, yeah. Right. Why wouldn't
they? If it's
they,
received
right?
well, why wouldn't you keep doing it?
Right. It's supposed to come out like maybe around a year from now. We heard next fall on Showtime. Is Showtime the original channel
for
that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Stevie Nicks is drinking cranberry juice in her TikTok as well, apparently. And someone else wrote in, the next step is Stevie and that dude are going to meet on Ellen. You know what? You're probably not wrong.
That actually sounds like a... Well, virtually. They'll virtually meet, right? Everyone will be on Zoom, all safe and everything.
It still sounds like it's made for TV, isn't it?
It's perfect. And Dreams is a big hit again.
Sarah, check out the book series Zero Repeat Forever. Best series I've ever read.
Zero Repeat Forever?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me take a look at that.
I always want to pass those on. I don't know that, but worth a look for people who love books, right?
Well, as you know, I'm always looking for something to read. I go through them. I actually get a note. Like, even last night, I read, like, for 3 hours, I was reading that Cormoran Strike book. And I'm like, Sarah, slow down. It's probably 20 hours of reading this thing.
The Ocean Spray Dreams guy, his truck broke down on the way to work, so he took his skateboard out of the truck and did what you saw. Oh, that's pretty good.
Tell me the name of the thing again, please. Zero something?
Hold on. Oh, fudge. Zero repeat forever.
Zero repeat forever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I am out of time. Thank you so much for sending in your texts, everyone. Back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Every award winner is going to be on the news tonight. I'm going to kill you and your wife. That's probably not where I should have gone.
No.
But I'm just doing my imitation of Maria Athens from Anchorage, Alaska. She is the star of the show.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Thank you. Thank you, Maria. A texter just said that we should play that every Friday, and I'm thinking there's zero chance we won't.
Right.
That is our new Friday. Forget it's Friday.
Zero
I just want to hear.
Zero chance we won't. That's a weird.
There's zero chance that we will not play that. There's a 100% chance that we will.
Okay.
Anyway, it's Thursday, so tonight you can either get bored watching politics or you can watch, what did you say, there's baseball. And then there's Big Brother.
Yeah.
Also sleeping. You know, that's also an option.
Right.
Or
right,
you could watch the separate non-debate town.
Not interested
events.
In pep rallies myself, but I'm not going to tell anybody what to do. In fact, I voted, so I've already handled my civic
right.
duty.
Once you turn that thing in, you don't get to, there's no take back. So I don't want to hear any more information.
Thank you.
So have a great day. Don't forget that Jane has that ongoing Billie Eilish contest, 505. Listen for all the details. You can actually go to a show online. It's the next best thing, I swear. And then we'll check you back here tomorrow. It'll be Friday. Woohoo!
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.